The Albany City School District Board of Education held a hybrid meeting Tuesday night to plan for the most challenging school year to date. Anxiety about New York's 20% pandemic-related budget cuts to state aid for education dominated the board meeting.
Nothing takes the place of in-person instruction. We want our students back, and we want them back in person as much as we can.
Albany Schools Superintendent Kawita Adams says in the event of any additional stress on budgeting, the district has formulated two emergency contingent plans.
So option A, pre-K through fifth grade and students with disabilities in person, sixth grade through 12th grade virtual. Option B, this is the instructional program where in person would be pre-K through third grade and students with disabilities, self-contained, and fourth through 12th grade virtual.
The idea is to be ready should any what-if scenario materialize. The panel decided on a fall learning model where kindergarten through sixth grade and students with special needs attend school in person. Grades 7 through 12 will be virtual for the first semester. Upper grade Albany International Center and Tony Clement Center for Education classes are being moved to Albany High. AIC teacher Jennifer Warnicki is incredulous.
AIC, until 2 weeks ago, was a targeted program that was prioritized to get in-person instruction this fall, 5 days a week, like special ed. To go from that to nothing at the middle school level is unimaginable. Part of our vision statement talks about providing equitable opportunities for all students to reach their potential. Equitable means all students get what they need to succeed. When designing the AIC program, this district was innovative. They looked at the needs of our refugee and immigrant population. Many of our AIC students are considered SIFE, students with interrupted and formal education, students who, because of war, poverty, migration, refugee status, missed one or more years of education. These students often enter the U.S. with limited academic skills and low levels of literacy in their home language. The sooner we address this problem, the better. AIC at the high school level only is not a good option.
Albany Public School Teachers Association President Laura Franz addressed the board during the public comment period.
There are Albany teachers who are trying to figure out how to make a meaningful classroom orientation experience for our students this week, who have spent the past few days in professional development or department meetings, fully engaging with their colleagues and supervisors in order to reinvent the way they teach this year, who have ordered materials and made plans for their students to welcome them back to a school environment that will be less than welcoming, and who next week will find out they no longer have a job here. And still, they will not stop working to make sure that they get this as right as possible for our students. And I know this because for the past 26 years, I have had the great privilege to call these people my colleagues, my friends, and quite frankly, the finest group of professionals that I have ever met. Their lives and the lives of their families are about to be left to fate. It is wrong, it is unfair, and it will be a loss that this district will grieve for years to come.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.